Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tonko, let's have some fun here. Vladimir Putin, the ex-KGB president of Russia, has been in the face of the United States. And I know you've been thinking about this a little bit. How should we play him?
Well, you know, I think that the president's been handed a rather difficult situation here. We can ill afford, I think, to cut off diplomatic negotiating ties with Russia. It's a tough time. It's a tough relationship because of a number of issues that have
But what if he's just a stinker?
Well, if he is a stinker, but he's impacting certain elements out there that make it difficult for the foreign relations with the two nations.
Sure.
But I think that we need to play this out in a way that resorts to strong communications with Putin and making certain that we don't take the situation backward, but just somehow resolve a situation that is been very testy over the last several weeks.
So what should the president do? Should he cancel meetings with Putin? Should he?
Well, I think he made some strong statements when he canceled those meetings and set a better tone that, you know, we have to shape up here and you're not going to abuse the U.S. And have us casually sit by. I think the whole effort with Snowden, harboring this individual required the president to make a statement. Some of their behavior in regard to Olympic athletes and the attack on those that Putin may not like in regard to sexual orientation required
terrible.
A statement to be made. It was a deplorable situation, and I think, you know, letting them know, putting them on notice. I signed on to communication within the House that denounced that sort
Gay
of sort of behavior, which is unacceptable. You know, it's a civil rights issue that has been addressed, is being addressed as we speak, in many halls of government across this country. And, I think our standards for equal rights need to be held strong and presented to Putin in a way that lets him know we're not going to budge, but at the same time, we're going to work, we need to work at maintaining sound relations with that rival nation.
Okay, you study foreign relations, I know that. If I had to give you this sort of blue book test and ask you, what do you think? I mean, how would you describe Russia right now? Somebody said that they were fascists the other day, but here was a KGB guy who was running the country and probably running it much the same way with the same kind of arrogance he was responsible for as a colonel in the KGB. How would you describe them?
Yeah, I think it is a really, it's somewhat of a dictatorial regime with Putin. And, the hope is that, you know, as the work that was done decades ago now under the Reagan presidency, you would hope that, you know, with that effort made by the U.S. to dismantle communism, that they would have moved more in the direction of an open government with them partaking in a world economy that would build stronger relations between the two countries. But, you know, any attempt to subdue the rights of individuals, to deny those rights, will still be addressed, I believe, by this nation.
Well, good. As long as we're on that, let's talk about Morsi for a moment and Egypt. The United States is in a tough place, obviously, because,
right,
you know, there was a democracy, supposedly a vote, in come the Muslim Brotherhood, and there's a revolution, and the United States could, if interpreted the way things are going the right way, cut off aid to Egypt, has not done that.
Well, you know, labeling it a coup is a requirement here in order for us to address significantly the distribution of aid. It's put us in a difficult spot. We called for free and open elections here. When he was chosen by the people of Egypt, there was a belief that this was a good thing. And apparently the people of Egypt failed to see the fairness coming from the leadership in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And so
from the Muslim Brotherhood leadership.
Right. And so now it's put somewhat of a strain on to the relations between the two nations because of, I think, the holding back on calling it a coup. I know that there's...
Well, if it wasn't a coup, what was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it appears as though it was a coup. And, you know, for us to be still reviewing the situation because of the impact on that aid, it's... I think made for somewhat of an awkward situation.
Well, yes,
where
but,
Egyptians are
yeah, but I have a question for you, Congressman Paul. And that is, I mean, are we better off with the military than we were with the Muslim Brotherhood?
You know, time will tell. It's difficult to see where any of these regimes are taking the people. And, you know, there are so many things happening in that section of the world that are so fragile and so temperamental. Including the new regime in Iran and in Egypt. And, you know, having worked to have the people have the rights to an open election and living in accordance with their decision and watching what happens in the aftermath, it's creating some very, you know, stressful situations. And time will only tell, you know, where the integrity is with many of these situations.
On the one hand, you get a military sort of dictatorship, possibly, and on the other hand, you get a Muslim Brotherhood who will,
could
will
be even
worse,
even more militaristic.
Yes.
So,
and also shut down democracy. I mean, let's face it; they're arguing we should have them because it's more democratic because they were elected. But then, when you looked at some of the things they were doing, it wasn't so hot.
Exactly. So. You know, the whole situation where you leave it in the hands of the people as it ought to be, and the impact and the influence that some of these groups have with the resources that they have, and perhaps the masking of the message, which may hold back from the truth, is just a pretty tough throw of the dice, if you will. And having to sort through it all is not easy. And I think that the president moving in a very discreet way in incremental steps to just give this time to work itself through is probably about the best option that's left.
Well, Tanko, we always love having you here. When we come back, the next time we talk will be the fast round. Meaning that I'll ask you a lot of questions and you will answer very quickly because you're a very thoughtful man and I want to make sure we can do that.
Sounds like a Dr. Chartok quiz show.